3, Mishnah 8, Yotzilo Shtus Layan. It's actually carrying on from the last Mishnah, same kind of scenario, but now the person gives him wine, and instead of keeping it separate, he mixes it up with, he gets it mixed up with his own wine, and now comes time to give it back. So can he deduct? So says the first opinion, he can deduct 1/6 for wine. So he can take off a sixth and give back the rest. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamishi, 1/5. Yotzilo Shloshes Lugin Shemen Lemaya. He can deduct 3 Lugin, 1/5. So that's it. So 2 different opinions, 1/6 or 1/5. And what's going to, the losses that are going to incur over here is absorption by the barrels. The barrels will absorb wine over time. And also sediment, which will kind of form there and sink to the bottom. And that's quite a big amount. A sixth or a fifth is, it's quite a big amount. But that's how much is lost from the wine over time, according to these opinions. Okay, Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lemaya. So from oil, 3 lugin of oil from 100, which is 3%. That's the amount. And it's because lugin mechetze shmarim, 1.5% for sediment, and lugin mechetze belen, 1.5%, for absorption when it comes to oil into the container walls. Im hayashem mezukak, but he says if it's very refined oil and there's going to be no sediment, then einu motzei lo shmarim, then he can't take off the 1.5% for the sediment because there isn't going to be any. And im hayukankanim yeshanim, and if the containers are old, meaning that the walls are already fully absorbed with oil, there's going to be no further absorption, einu motzei lo bela, then he can't deduct the amount that's for the absorption into the walls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af ha-moyche shemen mezukak l'chaveru kol yomus ha-shana ha-reize makabal alav logi mechetz ha-shmarim l'meh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he extends this law into a different scenario, and that is that if one sells refined oil to someone else throughout the year, meaning that he sells him at one time enough oil like for the whole year, so can the seller deduct anything when he hands over the oil? The guy's buying a huge amount of oil. Can he deduct a percentage for what's the sediment and what's absorbed into the oil, into the walls of the containers? And says Rabbi Yehuda, he can, and that would be the same kind of percentages. But he brings over here that the sages disagree with him, and that the law is in accordance with the sages. So someone is selling a large amount of oil, can't deduct anything. He has to give the agreed amount that the guy purchased. So that is the halacha.
Your